Longtime WGUC friend Dick Waller describes meeting Leonard Bernstein.
While at Tanglewood in 1948, when I'm, I guess, 18 or 19 years old, there was a party, and Lenny Bernstein was there, and some way or other, I ended up having a jam session with him. And there's a picture of that, several pictures. One of them, they were taken by the New York Times, and that picture in the story was in the New York Times magazine, Sunday magazine section. So then my memory of him in conducting the orchestras, that it was exciting music making at the Tanglewood Shed. And how I don't remember how this happened, but some way or other, I got a chance to talk to him, and I told him, I just want some advice. What should I do about my career, and where do I go from here? And the most vivid part of that memory of that discussion is him saying, get a good education, which I really think that that's what encouraged me. I went back to college and got a Bachelor of Arts in music, but just a liberal arts education. And I think if he hadn't said that, I question whether I would have done that. In 1948, when I was 18 or 19 years old, Lenny Bernstein was only a couple of years older than me, and he was just starting his career. He wasn't the big gun that he became. Fast forward about 30 years later, I'm principal clarinet of the Cincinnati Symphony, and Thomas Shippers is the music director. I love playing for Tommy Shippers. He's a wonderfully exciting musician. He had cancer, and we had a tour scheduled for the East Coast, and he was not able to do the tour. So we did the tour, ending up in Carnegie Hall with Leonard Bernstein taking over the conducting duties for that concert at Carnegie Hall. Conducting, the one piece I remember the most vividly is the Brahms Second Piano Concerto with Andre Watts playing piano. I see Tommy Shippers and Leonard Bernstein in the same box. Both of them were so exciting to play for. And both of them, it was always spontaneous. It wasn't by the book all the time. You didn't know what to expect all the time. But it was always exciting and great music making. That in both cases, and I put them together, but I think they were very close friends, and they respected each other very much. You know, one of my colleagues reminded me that when he would come, when Lenny Bernstein would start a rehearsal on the first day, he would be so hard to follow, you couldn't figure out what he was doing. By the time you got to the dress rehearsal, you knew exactly what he was doing, and he had his personal choreography, the way he would dance and move around and everything, so that you understood what he wanted to do, and that would make the great music making.